We are learning Masechtas Nedarim Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud Ibay Yisema. We had a Braisa that was on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, where it said, there's a steer in the Braisa. The Braisa said that Mafgir Sadeu so Kol Shlosh Yomim you can be Chayzer. After that, you can't be Chayzer. And then the Braisa went further and said that if it's a Hefker L'Yom Echad, the Shabbos Echad, so then you can be Chayzer as long as someone else is not Zeich in it. You or someone else not saying it. And the Gemara's kasha was, Reish Rabbanon Sefer Rabbi Yosi, because right now we're going in Rabbi Yechanan Shan Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi holds, every Hefker, you can still be Zeicher. You can still be Chayzer. You can still be Chayzer in every Hefker. So it's a stira. The Reish was Rabbanon Sefer Rabbi Yosi. So you had two Mahalchim. Ula learned that it's all Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon agree that by a Hefker Lizman, like the Shabbos Echad, it also has then you can be Chayzer. And Rosh Lakish learned it's all Rabbi Yosi. It's all Rabbi Yosi. So the question was that we have here a Braisa, a Mishnah on Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis that says Mafkir is Karmoy, that someone's Mafkir is Kerem. The next morning he wakes up and is re Zeich in it. It says Yepatam and Amaisa because he's Zeich from the Hefker. And the Shaila was good, Fira Rabbanon, it makes sense, it means Midaraisi Yepata. Well, Fira Rosh Lakish, why Yepata? This should, since you didn't speak out, you're being Zeich from the Hefker, it should be considered a Chazara. That's Mara's kasha. The fear of Yosi, why part of from Meiser? It's a chazara. So the first heretic thing Mara was that that's going according to Rabbanon. But he's saying, no, that even according to Rabbi Yosi, that Mishnah slash Braisa, Mafker's Karmoy, Blashachar, Omar the Batsroy, that Masnita of Mafker's Karmoy could be talking about even fear of Yosi. How is that possible? The boy is saying, "Mazak tigam on top of my hamad aleph." How the afkari ba'api train? How the afkari ba'api klasa? It depends how many people you will mafkir in front of, two or three. Domar v'yechna moshim moshim v'yitzada. Call mafkir v'nei shloisha av hefkir v'nei shnayim le'av hefkir. And the Gemara's tirades like this: that this whole thing that we're saying, according to Rabbi Yosi, you could be chayzer on the hefkir. It's only a hefkir with two or less, two people or less. What's the reason? Because there, not everyone knows about it. So it looks like I'm just being mafkir for you. So that's like a more matana type of hefker. It's a hefker that's really only going to you. For example, the case of Yosi is they're both walking in the midbar. There's no one else with them. They're themselves. So there, when they're mafkir, it's only mafkir for one person. So there, Yosi says it could be chayzer. Masha Inkin, if you're mafkir in front of three people, now everyone in the world knows about it, that's considered, because the halacha usually never know halacha. If three people know about it, everyone knows about it. Therefore, it's considered being mafkir for everyone. There, even Rabbi Yosi agrees there, it's a hefker, it's a real hefker, and you cannot be chayzer. So the brisa of mafkir is karma, is talking about you are mafkirit for Mbappi Tlasa, mafkir for everyone. Therefore, if the next morning you wake up and you harvest it, so you're being zeicha from the hefker, you're part of a meiser. Masha'inkein, the brisa of a mafkir is sadehu, where there we said it's going according to Rabbi Yosi, there said you could be chayzer, there's only in front of two people. And since you did in front of two people, there you can be chayzer according to Rabbi Yosi. And where do you find the difference between two and three? From Rabbi Yechon says, call mafkir v'nei shloisha av hefker v'shtayim lo av hefker. You find this idea that in front of two people, since there's no koil, so therefore it's more doimer to matana, it's not a real hefker. That's pshat na gemara. Now Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, he argues, he says, dvar teira filo be'echad av hefker, midaraisa even in front of one is a hefker. Why do you say they should do it from three people? In order that one person, out of the three people, one is the Zeich, and all two are Eidus that you made it Hefker. But it's only the Rabban de Gedin that you need three people, so one is enough. So now, let's just speak out what the Ran says. The Ran first of all speaks out that this entire sugi we just learned from the past two blat is only according to Rabbi Yechanan's Pshat and Rabbi Yosi that holds that Hefker you can be Chayzer. But according to Rava's Pshat in Rabbi Yechanan, in Rabbi Yosi, which was the Maskana, there Rabbi Yosi holds the same thing like Rabbanon. Hefker is a real Hefker, you cannot be Chayzer. And if you cannot be Chayzer, the only reason why he said in the case we're in a midbar, it's only a gzeira, no matter base chayram. Only it's a gzeira. Otu, you might not do a real hefker. That's why Rabbi Yosi oiser. But really, if you're mafker, you can't be chayzer. So I have the brisa of a mafker sadeh, which says that you could be chayzer. So the answer is, we'll say like ula, just like we said in the Rabbanon, that there's a difference between hefker, regular hefker, and hefker lizman. The same thing we'll say for Rabbi Yosi. There's a difference between hefker and hefker lizman. So it means everyone agrees regarding hefker, you cannot be chayzer. When you're mafker there, you can be chayzer. There's the one you mafker l'shabbos echad, l'shavua echad, l'chaydesh echad. So then the loch is that you could be chayzer because that's not a real hefker. It's only hefker l'zman. And the mafker's karma is also very good now because Avada, he agrees that it's a real hefker, therefore you're part of an amaisa. That's what comes out of Maskonah. So the whole tublat is really not negeya. If you learn Mishnah Rabbi Yossi, like Rava, that Rabbi Yossi agrees in principle about hefker. It's not a machlekes. Machlekes are a Mishnah just because of Zera. That's number one. Number two is, we have here machlekes, what's called hefker. According to Rabbi Yochanan, midiraisat for hefker, you need three people. But Rabbi Shulayim says, no, one person is enough for hefker. How do we paskin? So the Ran says, he paskin like Rabbi Shulayim ben Levi. The whole even three, one is hefker, and just three is midrabanan. But the only problem is like this, that midrabanan was saying it's not a hefker unless it's three people, right? So what's the problem in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says you can be mafker, two people walking in the midbar, one guy's also bahana, you can be mafker. You don't have three people. Okay, midraisa works, but midrabanan is not a hefker. So that the Mukhi Yosef answers that since here it's a Shas Adchak, the guy has no food, therefore, Ukma Adaraisa, that it really works. One more Shailah is, it says over here, Dvar Torah, Afilu Be'echod, have a Hefker. Even in front of one is a Hefker. What about Be'noi Levin Atzmoy? Someone's Mafker between him and no one else. No one's there, he's Mafker. Does that call a Hefker or not? So that's Machloikas. The Rosh brings down 2 days about that. The Rosh over here in Simon. And the Rosh over here in Simon Yudal brings down 2 days if it's Bein Elam and Atzmai. Taisis here speaks about it also, but the Rosh is more clear. And the Rosh says that, you know, L'chaira, it's a working Bein Elam and Atzmai. What's in a Geya? It's a Geya for something called Shvisis Behemta. L'chaira is your Behema is not allowed to work on Shabbos. Not allowed to work on Shabbos. Let's say you want to rent your Behema to a guy for Shabbos. In those days, a Behema is like a car. You want to do a rent, you have a rental car company, a rental Behema company. You now have Schar Shabbos. You do Havla. Havla means you charge him all at one shot for the weekday on the Shabbos, so it's called Havla. Is he allowed to rent? Allowed to rent out your behemoth on Shabbos? So the answer is no, because the guy is using your behemoth, and your behemoth is not allowed to work on Shabbos. The problem is Shvisis Behemtoi. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is to be mafgirit. If you're mafgirit, so then the guys will take it to himself. How's that going to help you mafgirit? So the Eitzah is mafgir b'noi levin atzmai. Mafkir between you and yourself. Don't tell anyone. You rent it out, $300 a day behema, and then when you get back to your house, you go into your room, you close the doors, you say, my behema is hefker. Now those problems she's hemta anymore, right? No problems she's hemta because it's not yours. It's hefker. So that's it. So what?
How can you rent something out and then be mafkir?
Why not? You're renting out, you be mafkir. What's the problem? He's paying for you. If he would have known, he could have been zeched. He doesn't know about it. The guy doesn't know. Poor guy does not know that he's paying for a hefker thing. He paid mamish full das. He said, he paid him. What's he mafker? Who cares? So, chare, that's the etzah. But Zokter Rosh, no. But Tamiyali, that how, Menolei L'Rab Shimshin, this is the Rosh, holds you can do this. The Beinoi L'Ben Asmei have a hefker. Holy Kamar Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, El Dadvar Tari Philip Echad have a hefker. He says, who said glad to a hefker ben elam atzmai? It says in front of one person is hefker. And he says, v'svara gedoylehu l'chalek ben hefker l'fnei echad ben hefker ben elam atzmai. There's a big difference. The nehidle bar Rav Shua k'deshi echad zayich v'shtayim idim v'kama k'boy a hefker z'yuch l'atzis meshusoy d'umir d'shevias d'yatzim meshusoy v'mufka l'chal d'bein elam atzmai l'ayim l'yatzim meshusoy. So first of all, the Rosh enlightens us. Where's the makar for hefker? How do you know something called hefker? Where in the Torah you find such an idea called hefker? Where's hefker? Zok the Rosh, the makar for hefker in the Torah is shvius, is shmita. Is shmita, that's the makar. By there, it has to leave your ashos. So he's saying, if you do it between you and yourself, it's not leaving your ashos. At least one person has to know about it. Therefore, the Rosh holds that one person has to know about it. So the Mechalikas are showing him over here, the Beinel Manasseh works or not, and it's really totally in. Mediyak and Rishum Belevi's words, Varatara Philip Echad, is a dafka or not? And that's what comes out, that's the machlokes. Like upon him, that's a wrap on a little bit the sugya of Hefker that we learned. We're coming out, we pass in Rishum Belevi that you don't need three, but there's a shaila if you need one or not, or you can even do it, Beinoi Lebein Atzma. It's the Geya of certain times people want to do Shluach HaKan, and they have to be mafkir their chotzer because they don't want to be koinit. Whatever the case is, or mafkir the bird, mafkir the egg. It's very negated. These halachas of hefker, you have to do in front of three people or not. When you're born, you have to do in front of three people. It sounds like that's what comes out. But midraisa works even in front of one or even in front of no one. Depends who you're going. The rosh is the mechlekes. The rosh. Hadrin aloch Perik ein ben amudar beli nedar for those that finished it.